Kristen, a preschool teacher in the Bellingham area, recounts some of her experiences and changes due to COVID-19 so far.
I have a couple students that live in my neighborhood, and so I've been walking by their house with the dog, and you know, they come out, "Hi, Teacher Kristen," and it's really cute, and it makes me miss being there. I mean, there's no replicating it in any way.
The definition of having a schedule may have been thrown out the window during this pandemic, but Kristen touches on how she feels about academics, staying on track, and having a schedule of her own.
You know, I think everybody, when this started, there was these grand plans to like we have to keep on the schedule, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do this. And I was definitely one of them. And then I realized that it does matter. For me, it matters to have some sort of a schedule. I take a walk with my brother who lives next door and his dog every morning to like get out of bed, you know? So it's hard to not have a routine, but I think a strict schedule, you know, is not necessary either. The academic part of all of this, I don't think is the really important part. Like, the important part is not going crazy, so.
And this is Avi, Kristen's son. He recounts on some of his middle school experiences doing online school during COVID-19.
So at the start of quarantine, the teachers gave out work that, like, if I really tried, I could finish all of the work that they gave me in 30 minutes, and then I was just done for the whole entire week. But now, 2 or 3 weeks ago, they started giving out a lot harder work. So now I try to do one subject a day. It's way harder because, I don't know, I learn best, like, hands-on with, like, someone teaching in front of me. And also just, like, my motivation to do everything is a lot less because there's just so much other stuff to do because you're at home. I'm just mostly missing seeing people every single day. Me and my best friend, we have, like, a group chat of a bunch of people, and we can have a group FaceTime, and we do that a lot. And also, when I play video games, I talk to all my friends.
When this is all over, each of us has something to look forward to. Kristen tells me what she's missing most and how this experience has been overall.
Everything else has been, you know, we have food, we have a place to live. Everything else is very good, but yes, definitely see friends and family in a normal way without a mask on.